Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk, LSU baseball opens their season this Friday night at home against Indiana. The Tigers come in at 11th ranked in the country, taking on the Big Ten champions and the Hoosiers. And we welcome in now WWL's Jeff Palermo. Jeff, it's an LSU team that is talented but just inexperienced. So how curious are you to see how quickly some of these young players start to evolve?
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how quickly some of these young guys evolve. Almost a complete flip from what we saw last year. Last year, LSU was trying to break in a lot of young pitchers, Cole Henry, Landon Marceau, Jaden Hill, and all three of those guys ended up getting injured, which was one of the reasons why I think LSU was never really able to live up to that number one, number two ranking that they received in the preseason last year. Well, now you have experience and depth on the mound, but you just don't exactly know what you're going to have out on the field. I mean, you feel obviously really good about Daniel Cabrera. You feel like he's a guy that can give you a really very good season his junior year. But what about some of these other guys, especially some of the sophomores? I think in particular are the ones that I'm most interested in. Drew Bianco, Gavin Dugas, Giovanni DiGiacomo. Can these guys make a step from being guys that showed some flashes last year? I mean, C.J. Willis is another guy. Did some of these guys show flashes last year? Can they now step up and really be consistent performers game in and game out for you? And to me, that's going to really determine how far this team will go, along with whether these sophomore pitchers too, like Marceau and Cole Henry, two guys that LSU's really going to count on this year, are those guys going to have great seasons? If they do, and guys like Gavin Dugas and Bianco, and you get a good year from Daniel Cabrera and a good year from Cade Beloso, and if Sal Garza is hitting home runs all over the place, then I really think this team is a team that's certainly going to threaten to get back to Omaha next season.
Jeff, Indiana comes in having won the Big Ten last year. They're young too, and it's an up-and-coming program. But typically, Northern teams, whenever they make their season debut, they're usually a little bit rusty on defense just because they haven't been outdoors much. Just talk about that factor and what we could see this weekend.
Well, usually that's the case, Christian. Usually these teams from the Midwest, Northeast, that come down to the box the first weekend or two are a little rusty because they haven't played much. But Coach Palmieri said that this Hoosiers team actually has practiced quite a bit outside leading into the series in Baton Rouge because it's been a mild or relatively mild winter in the Midwest in Bloomington, Indiana. So you might not see the type of mistakes or whatnot that you may see when it comes to a team from the north that gets to come down here and play in much more milder temperatures. This is an Indiana team, as you mentioned. They were really good last season. They had 10 players that were taken in the June MLB draft last season. And so they have a lot of holes to replace from a team that, as you mentioned, won the Big Ten. So I think their entire weekend rotation is brand new. So I don't think it's going to be much of a factor of where they've been practicing as much as these guys come in here have not been really experienced. And Friday night, opening night of every LSU baseball season, there's usually electricity in the air, and there will be this Friday in the box. And how they handle that kind of atmosphere, something that a lot of these kids have never really faced, that's going to be a bigger factor, I think, than how they perform exactly as far as fielding a ground ball or catching a fly ball or something like that.
WWL's Jeff Palermo ahead of LSU's opener in baseball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the box against Indiana. And if we can go back to the lineup, Jeff, for a minute, and you look at Daniel Cabrera, you mentioned him, Cade Beloso at first base, he's coming back his sophomore year. Saul Garza, you saw the year he had, at least the last month of the season, he was out of his mind. And if you throw in a guy like Zach Mathis, who's a JUCO transfer, man, they've got a lineup that could present some serious pop. It could be some home run hitters in this lineup.
It could be. There's no doubt about it. And you just have to wonder how and I think Drew Bianco's got some pop. I think the one thing that you look at, there's maybe a little more balance in this lineup. I mean, so much of last year's team was they really had a lot of good hitters from the left side and very few from the right side. And that caused some issues until really Saul Garza finally got it going in the second half of the season. It'll be interesting to see how healthy he can be. I think you're going to see a lot of Hayden Travinsky behind the plate. There's been a lot of people talking about how good this kid's arm is. And I mean, he's probably maybe the best throwing catcher that LSU's had, is maybe ever. I guess that will be determined as it goes along. I think one interesting storyline, kind of heading into the season is, you know, for so many years, Christian, LSU has had that guy at shortstop that Paul Maneri can write his name down in the lineup card every day and pretty much count on him, whether it was Josh Smith, Kramer Robertson, Alex Bregman, Austin Nola. I mean, who's going to be that guy this year? I mean, is it possible that maybe nobody emerges and they put Hal Hughes there, even though his bat isn't what it needs to be? A guy that struggled to hit over 200, or can it be a young freshman like Collier Cranford? Could he be the guy from Zachary High School who could be that player? But he's also coming off an arm injury. I think the shortstop position's kind of it's interesting to watch to see, because LSU is really, for I guess maybe the last decade or so, Christian has had a stud playing over there at short, and right now. You really, that's a bit of a question mark going into the season.
Yeah, Hal Hughes figures to man that spot until somebody kind of bounces him out, and he leaves a lot to be desired as a hitter, as you mentioned. Pretty good defensively, but at some point, you like to see that shortstop position solved with somebody that can hit at the plate and also play the field. When you look at this pitching staff, Jeff, you've covered this LSU baseball team for, I think, 15 years or so, at least a dozen years. Have you seen an LSU Tiger pitching staff with this much quality depth?
No, I haven't. I mean, look, think about it. Eric Walker, who I think on most LSU baseball teams, with his experience, he would be in the weekend rotation, at least opening weekend. And he's not. And Mikhail Hilliard is another guy who, granted, his stuff isn't crazy good, but he can't get into this weekend rotation. And then it's not just the starters. I think there's a lot of depth in the bullpen. You got Matthew Beck, who seems like he's been around for a decade. He comes back for his senior season. You got Trent Vitmeyer. You got Devin Fontenot. All those guys, those two guys really showed flashes. Aaron George should have a better season this year than he had last year. Chase Costello, I really liked what we saw from him towards the end of last season. And then Nick Storrs is supposedly finally healthy, the 6'6" right-hander from Brooklyn. So there's a lot of names out there. There's a lot of guys that LSU can certainly turn to. The last 2 years, this team has been hit badly by the injury bug. Can they stay away from the injury bug this year will be huge. So I think that's That will be pretty interesting to see. And then they got some left-handers too. So that was something that was lacking last year. But they got a couple of they got three lefties really that they can throw this year, and I think that will help things out as well.
Yeah, something they did not have a year ago. They got three lefties to trot out of the bullpen for matchups. And Jeff, hear me out on this. And I'm not trying to say that they're going to be in contention for a national championship, but I remember a couple years ago, the Florida Gators had a pitching staff similar to this. I know there's not an Alex Viedo or Brady Singer necessarily on this staff, but I think this pitching staff can carry this team until the offensive guys come around a little bit. You agree?
I agree. And, you know, last year's team was ranked number one or two in the preseason just because of the names that were coming back, right? You know, the Josh Smiths, the Antoine Duplantis, Daniel Cabrera was coming off a sensational freshman year. Zach Hess, you really thought he was going to make the next step and really be a true ace pitcher as a starter. But we kind of, as that season went along, and really I think we kind of figured it out after 2 or 3 weeks, maybe this team isn't ranked number one or two. Not to say that this 2020 version is ranked number one or two, but I think by the time – I think this team has the potential just because it's a little bit more well-rounded. I think it's a little bit more sure of itself on the mound than last year's team. I think this team can certainly be better than what we saw last year. I think last year's team was really struggling to live up to that preseason number one or number two ranking. I think this year, being ranked number 11 – and really not much attention on these guys right now because football was won a national championship. Basketball at one point was 8-0 in the SEC. I mean, I think these guys have kind of just went about their business, working every day. Not as much. Obviously, now there's going to be a little more focus with the first pitch on Friday. But even Landon Marcel said this last week. He said that there's just a little bit more of a loose atmosphere around the field, around the practice. And, you know, last year you had a lot of guys who were draft eligible juniors or seniors. And, you know, when you get into that point, you got a lot of guys kind of worrying about themselves, worrying. And I'm not criticizing these guys, but it's just the way it is. You're starting to think about your baseball future. And so you're thinking about putting up big stats and putting up big numbers and trying to impress as many scouts as you can. I mean, this is for the most part, a very freshman sophomore type of team. I mean, there's a few juniors. Daniel Cabrera leads them, and he's going to be a huge. He'll leave after this year and be a high draft pick. But for a lot of these guys, it's just still trying to find themselves in college baseball, and still trying to find themselves in a team oriented way. And I think that could produce better results as the season goes along.
WWL's Jeff Palermo. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, Christian.
All right. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFMN.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.